Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
I wonder why they call you bitch.
wonder why they call you bitch. You 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 wonder why they call you bitch.
That's right.
I feel you. Hey. I know how to do. Mama's just a little girl. Don't nobody understand. I feel you.
She was born a heavy set girl with pigtails and curls. A heart full of gold, still it won't change the world. Though she could never understand why some underhanded plans witnessed a man die. Was only 15, should have been the beauty queen. Still see her crying by the captives when her parents got killed. Little girl, don't cry, cause even though they died, you can best believe they watching over thee from the sky. Never asked for this misery, but look at what you getting. It's a blessing in disguise when they find out you're pregnant. No money, no home, and even though you all alone, you got to do this on your own. So baby, go, I wish you luck, and if you need me, call. Just come to me and let me feed you all. I can understand the way it feels when you're fighting the world, facing all this drama, when mama's just a little girl. And mama's just a little girl. At 16, what a beautiful thing, the very essence of a jet black ebony queen. And who could tell she'd get pregnant at an early age? She didn't listen, had sex, watch her belly raise. Hey, got violated by someone she dated. If this is fate, I hate to see the seed she created. And so we waited, though it takes time to build a body and the mind. She reclines 9 months, then finally it's time. What do we find? Little growing boy of mine, of a tortured soul, addicted to a life of crime. At no time for the growing stage, he learned his values on the streets at an early age. Watch for police, don't come home. Why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like a rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise 3 men? So we began closer family. Such insanity, a happy home. From one act of inhumanity. Plus mama said the seed was corrupted. Used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe and she loves us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snots. Turn the house into a spot and made her watch for cops. Hey. How can mama bring a thug like me in the world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, will she remain in the same spot? The gunshots rang, they came from the cane spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed die in the dirt. Fulfilled prophecy, but who can stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Family functions at the pen, cause everybody's then paying back society. I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blurred before I jet it. I wonder why we all have to die, but we get it, though we shed tears. So many peers out of blurry, worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares, know it ain't fair. But we all bear and do our share in this land of the underhanded schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas wrong? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world, cause you know I ain't mad at you. You just a little girl. See, mama, this is a little joke. Facing all this trauma, cause mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. To ask us why we turn from bad to worse, is to ignore from which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask why the rose that grew from the concrete had damaged petals. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are the roses. We are the roses. This is the concrete, and these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God.
I told myself, man, I ain't gon' trip today. I'ma take the day off, shut shop, and shake my rider. What the fuck I wanna do? Spin watch, I'm down the drop. Swerve, dip, swerve, it don't stop. I'm spinning up G, still holding the knot. A nigga headed to the city, smoking Bombay in a G-way. Dip, swerve, 110 freeway. It's a little tricky when you're rolling up a 50, trying to stay in your lane, doing 50 over 60. Big roller 50, looking out for the 50s. Look around, all clear, buff, buff, this is heavy. Gotta hit the show, cause the show got at the titties, trying to find me a pretty down the doo do my ditty. Don't like the ditty, county bitches acting shitty, so I kick them through the dirt when I bounce. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't want to be this wall cheese, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah. 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
For hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? West Coast Wednesday. Hold on, let me see if I got some shit going on up in here, man. Let me see. Motherfucker ain't got no claps or nothing. Motherfucker, the sound effects. Sound effects, man, you fired, man. You gotta make sure you got the sound effects when I need them, you know what I mean? Let's see.
Yeah. Hey, man. They fucked up.
Boo! Fuck the sound effects, man. He died. Man, I got my boy 86 in the building. Sweet Pea. What's happening? Yo. Y'all hear me? Hello.
Oh, shit. I had myself in timeout.
What's the deal?
What y'all doing?
Oh, my sound effects, man. I'm about to fire his ass.
Oh, man. I'm really sitting up here talking to y'all, too. With this shit on me.
All right. Hell, I ain't heard nothing from 86. 86, where you at, man?
He be on the road again.
I'm on the road again.
Mm-hmm.
It's all great to be on the road again. Don't want to talk to my friend, DJ L. Love. What it does?
What's happening, family?
Oh, shit. Show station, bad break. What's going on?
Shit, man. Trying to get over this pain.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody trying to get over something.
Man, look at girl. I will not wish this on my worst enemy.
Well, what the business here?
Shit, man. Broke ankle.
What?
You broke your...
You know your little friend broke her ankle too, my sister.
What?
She got a rod and pins in hers. She ain't going to be able to walk till April.
Golly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't went back to the doctor yet. I'm tucking that in the morning. I ain't finna go back up there no more. I'm tired of them sticking
you
me.
You better go let them fix that shit.
Yeah, well, I just hope it don't get, it ain't gonna, it's just throbbing hurting right now. So, I just got a little ice pack laying on it.
You got to be more careful.
Yeah, yeah. I told him I ain't going to get up running no more.
Oh, my
shit,
God.
I had a sinus infection that ruined my whole life.
Ooh-wee. I know how the motherfucker dirty is.
And nobody won't believe me that it was a goddamn sinus infection. I'm like... I've been here a long time, and I've been having this problem a long time. And I know damn well this is some of the places here. Man, I done had too many problems.
What's happening on the true side? What's been going on the west end?
Oh, man. Motherfucker overworked and underpaid. That's all.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's all that shit is, man. Motherfucker. Nigga working like a motherfucker. I'm so tired right now. I damn near wasn't going to do this damn show tonight, but I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
You know, it's just
posts
that I be seeing every day. Except to the people that's 30 and up, what's hurting today?
Oh, hell yeah. I walked to the store on the corner. My knees started hurting like a motherfucker. I was going to sit down and just wait for a minute. I was like, nah, fuck it. I'm just getting ready to go my ass back home.
Baby, hey, you wanna know? I rolled over in my sleep last night, and my knee went real loud. Like that, I woke up out of my sleep like, what the fuck?
Man, the deal. Hey, them unexpected pops is a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right. Like, and the shit felt good. I didn't even know it was hurting. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, it's crazy with old setup with old catch up with your ass.
Yeah, cause you know what? I was saying to myself, I said all these years I've been playing basketball, everything else, I ain't never rolled my ankle over. You know, you like catching when it's in rolling motion or something. But I never ever just folded, but boy, look at her.
Yeah, with old catch up with you, them little injuries you used to be able to fight through when you was a kid, I ain't happening no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit is not happening no more. Your ass is old.
Hey, the funny part, the worst part about an old motherfucker doing it. Every time they talk to you about that, like it just happened. Maybe you told us that last week. I did, or the motherfucker fucked up again.
And they be reoccurring different motherfucking shit.
Mm.
Because I mean, I still get out and play basketball and all that shit. But
yeah.
After I get home and I get in the shower and I get out that motherfucker, my body be like, lay your bitch ass down. And that's where I be for the rest of the day. Because you still young in the mind.
Yeah.
But your body is whooped.
I'm telling you, man, that's what it is. And then when you know what your genetics is, because see, my genetics is catching up to me. And like, people think, I'm like, I don't really think I'm old. I know I'm still young, but I'm telling you what I feel. This is a lymph, this is a lymph of arthritis right here. That's arthritis in the motherfucking joints. Everything that I hurt still hurts. The pain don't go away no more. You be limping for a while now.
Hey, that shit will whip you like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yep.
That shit whip you. You be thinking, your mind be like, all right, we get ready to move to the left. And you be like, we ain't going no motherfucker where. We gonna sit the fuck down right here.
Hello.
Jojo, what up?
I just want to ask you guys, just pray for my nephew, man. He's fighting for his life right now.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, man. For sure.
Yeah, man. Nephew, man, it's right up here by me, so you know what I'm saying? Nephew, pull through.
In a box. He's fighting, man. Nigga got, he, I just was up there. He got a good post. He fighting. I'm not gonna lie, I gotta pull the plug on him. I even tried to see the guy that was with him at, in the room next door to him. You know what I mean? I feel fucked up because nobody coming to see him. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? I they only gonna let me do what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you came up here, you just stopped by.
Oh, I'm down here at Arrowhead.
They took him to Arrowhead.
Yeah, they had to fly him down here. Yeah, he burnt over 95% of his body.
Oh, Lord.
What happened to him?
He was in a bunker in Barstow making, they were trying to make some wax, make wax. You're in the bunker,
damn,
up, and that shit exploded.
Well, it's crazy because even back in the days when I cooked sherm, when I rocked up cocaine, I don't think it was nothing that was gonna blow me the fuck up. You start fucking with some shit that you don't know about, boy, that shit is hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all make it, I sell it. That's what I start getting when it comes down to any other. Y'all make it, I sell it. Because that shit is dangerous.
But the cold twist about it is, why would this, I ain't gonna put the nigga name out there, but why would this nigga bring another motherfucker over there knowing my nephew is hooked on that shit? And he don't know how to make that shit, but why would you listen to him?
Well, I mean, if he hooked on it, it's easy for a motherfucker to say, look, if you help me with this, I'm going to give you this.
Yeah.
Or if you help me with this, I'm going to give you some cheese. So that's always, if you hooked on anything, that's what people, you know, they willing to do it. Yeah, they willing to do it. So, I mean, that's the crazy thing about it. That's the whole thing about being hooked on any kind of anything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to do whatever it takes to get it or get the money to get it.
Yeah,
but
it's hard to sit there and look at him and not knowing that's my nephew.
Yeah, man.
He almost was a John Doe.
Mm-hmm.
The only skin he had on his body was fucked up at his feet. And the tattoo said West Covina, and it burnt around the tattoo. If that tattoo wasn't there, it would have been what it is. You know what I mean?
Well, I know. I got my fingers folded for him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That so oblique. Funny, you know,
I don't drink, and I'm up here drinking Remy and shit.
Right. You know, man, after all of the deaths I done had this year and the past couple of years, I think drinking is the only goddamn thing that I could do to wash away the pain. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. It just told me, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio and kick me off.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I was gonna ask. What's up with the internet? Like, it's not popping up. The show's not popping up on the internet.
Yeah, they not.
That's crazy.
No, because my girl was telling me she was trying to listen to it. That's why she called in the other day, because she was like, "I've been trying to listen to it online, and it's not popping up."
Well, they go to blogtalk.com/2USRadio, they can hear. It's the link on it, because I always put the link on there. But, yeah, it just depends, you know. A lot of people call. Most people call, but then it's a lot of people that just listen to it. But it's blogtalkradio.com/2USRadio, and that's where you can find it at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. this shit been tripping, man. I can't wait, man. These motherfuckers make up their minds so we could go on to the big where the big dogs is at. Buddha Ali, what's up? Where you at?
To West Radio, what's happening? It's your brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Food High Promotion, man, right here in the Oklahoma, Texas, man. You know what that is? That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, man, the middle passes of the Mason-Dixon line, man. They call it the AKA Chitlin Circuit, man. And we down here, man, I'm just tuning in, and this is what y'all got going on, man. Rest in peace, Young Dolpha, you know what I'm saying? Down there in Memphis, right down the road. I don't know what happened, man, or what's going on. I just seen it before everybody started seeing it. We got the word first, so we the closest place to Memphis. So we got the word first down this way. So, and all of a sudden, it just started freaking out on the hotline.
They got shot at a bakery.
Yeah,
like
a damn bakery.
Nigga went to go get a goddamn a motherfucking piece of cake or something and got killed. That shit's crazy. And I be totally honest with you. I don't even know who the cat is.
Yeah.
But I heard about it. Huh?
He's that nigga in the South. He a big deal. He's somebody, but he actually, he was going to stop rapping like that. I think he said he had just put out his last album, and he went on tour and all of that, and he was chilling. They say, and he only lived in his city. He was in his city.
Yeah, he retired.
Out country.
You are. He retired and left the game, man, early up in the season. I think, you know, they were trying to say, 3 days before he died, that they had some beef with Soulja Boy, some nigga named Cade Locke or something, and they were arguing on Instagram who's independent and who's not. And I watched it over and over. Soulja Boy was talking about, you know, he was saying, "Man, you must don't know who I am." He said, "First off, I'm the first independent nigga since 2011 on anything." He said, "Everybody else signed to a major deal." He said, and then he said it was Charmaine the God and the other Latino cat on the show. Y'all was starting to be anyway with this shit. Then they said they didn't start the shit. They said the shit was on the go. So they were just watching him on Twitter. He said he really had no beef with him. He said that by that time, he told them that he was the only nigga that was independent. They were arguing over who independent, who not. Then they were arguing over a 3D dimensional sign, a billboard sign. Who had that first? Soulja Boy said he had it first before Young Dolph had it. But both them niggas made in the South. You know, Soulja Boy from Mississippi, Dolph from Memphis. You know what I'm saying? He started out cutting niggas' hair for $2 with some clippers, and he came up from there and started rapping so and so forth. I listened to his whole story one day on the radio. He was talking. But the thing is this, they had beef on the internet who was independent and who's not. And he said he didn't really have nothing to do with it, but don't nobody know. Right now, they still trying to figure out. Then they going back to when Yo Gotti shot Dolph in the ass and the leg. He shot at him 100 times. Then after that, Young Black Gangster, what's his name? Gangster Black, what's the dude name from Memphis?
Black Youngster.
Yeah, Black Youngster shot at Dolph. And he went to jail. He finna do about 15 years. They bought that case off. You know what I'm saying? Then he got into a Soulja Boy online. Now he dead 3 days later.
Wow.
Well,
and I don't think it was nothing to do with no Soulja Boy, though. It was too many people that hated him in his own city.
Well, I agree. I don't know what happened. But you're right, though, Sweet Pea. I ain't disagreeing with you at all. I know his story.
He don't even live in his city. He was out there giving out turkeys. And he went to his favorite cookie shop, and somebody got him because he got out of his car, because all of his cars is bulletproof.
Yeah, bulletproof Lamborghini.
Now, you know.
But see, that's the thing about motherfuckers be flossing like a motherfucker. You know, when we was young, I remember I used to floss like a motherfucker. I used to come out with the big old fat gold chains on, rings, all that shit. Yeah. But when you get older, you be, if I'm going to do a show, of course I'm getting better to throw my joints on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm going around and going to the liquor store. I ain't putting my shit on. People out here, what they doing is the motherfuckers is following, like, all the celebs home. They see them out. The motherfuckers be out there eating or just having a good time at a club. They follow their ass right to the house. As soon as they jump out the car, they jump out their car and draw down on them.
Yeah.
That's what's been happening up here a whole lot. You know.
The way I feel about this shit, I feel like only a nigga who don't want to do shit and don't want to see another nigga do shit would do something like that. Kill you while you out giving out turkeys and all that old shit. Because whatever they had going on, that shit been over with.
Yeah.
But these people ain't doing it like that. Them motherfuckers is following motherfuckers home like at night type of shit.
Yeah.
All the niggas up in Beverly Hills and up where all the rich people stay out here. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers, they see their ass at the club or they see their ass eating. And then them motherfuckers follow their ass home. As soon as they get out the car, they jack them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know when it comes down to the young Dolph dude or whatever. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
But the whole thing about it is, you know, when it comes down to, you know, this music and this rap shit, you got a whole lot of motherfuckers who probably bitches in the game. But then you got a whole lot of bitches in the game that'll try to shoot you just to get a name for themselves. So
yeah, and it's
bigger.
Too easy to do something with your motherfucking life. It's too easy to make something out of yourself these days. Then it's harder to sit around and hate on another nigga and plot on him and follow him around and wait to kill him. You could went and been a millionaire yourself by now.
Right, but, right.
Well, you know, you got a whole lot of people that's around that. Some people talk too much, and then some motherfuckers get tired of it. But at the same time, it just depending on what type of motherfucker that you are in order for you to just go out there and go ham on people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I know if I shot a motherfucker today, I'm going to think about all the other motherfuckers that I want to shoot. I'm going to get ready to get all their ass because I'm going to make it worth it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make that shit worth it. I'm not getting ready to just go out there and just, you know, get one motherfucker. I'm going to be like, oh, that nigga stole my lunch money when I was five. I'm going to get his ass too.
I'm going to make it worth it.
You know what I mean? So those are the things that people don't think about because you only got, 1.3 seconds to think about what the fuck you going to do. But evidently, this kid, he fucked around and did something to somebody. You don't get killed buying no goddamn cupcakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I know that, but I'm just saying, how long ago was that? And all the time you've been plotting against him, spending your life hating him, you could have really went and made you more money than what he done.
Because the world
is different. You could drop ship. You can cut hair. You could do this. You could do that. You could sell clothes. You could do all this shit at the same time.
Sweetie,
right.
You're right. But guess what? This nigga was in something that he ain't nobody knowed about. You know what I'm saying?
I know what it is. It's a whole lot of gang shit, a whole lot of hood shit. But I'm just saying, niggas are wasting their time doing that shit. Only niggas is still doing that shit.
Look, it's a whole lot of motherfucking people that owe people money, and they make some money. It's so many motherfuckers that I know that owe me money, and then them motherfuckers on the air. Look at my new car. Look at my new, look at all this. I want to go and shoot them motherfuckers because they owe me money.
Right.
I'm not going to act on it. So, again, something to where if he owes some motherfuckers some money, now he done came up. Look at fucking, remember back in the days when that shit happened, when they was after 50 Cent? Them niggas was after 50.
Yeah.
Because them motherfuckers did a whole lot of shit for 50. 50 came up and 50 didn't look out for them. So it's a whole lot of motherfuckers out there like that. They fucked around and they done got some goddamn cheese. They still owe people money and don't go back and be like, here, man, here goes some change for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People just, they be like, fuck all them motherfuckers. Like, I'm rich now. Fuck all these niggas. And those little motherfuckers that be walking around be the one to come and get your ass. All it takes is like, man, this motherfucker young dope, man, that nigga owe me X amount of dollars. Nigga, I'll pay y'all. I'll pay anybody to take that nigga out. And some little young nigga done went and shot his ass. Trying to buy some goddamn
paper. It still don't change the fact that it make it stupid.
Oh, it's definitely stupid. But that's just the way the street life is. Street life is like that. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers got beef with motherfuckers. Man, this one motherfucker was tripping with me, and I told all my boys, when you see him, fuck him up every time you see him. You know, they fucked his ass up every time they saw his ass to where nobody don't know where he is right now.
Wow.
They didn't kill him. He just left. But that's the thing. Sometimes little shit, when it comes down to the street, become a big-ass something because, you know, of course, us men, we got egos like a motherfucker. And if you feel like a nigga taking advantage of you and you got goons, I got my goons. I said my goons. I'll be like, all right, you see this nigga fuck him up. They'll be like, all right. They just want to fuck people up. Anyway.
Black people got to do better than that. It's too many opportunities to do the same old shit. You can stay at home and be a millionaire. You ain't got to never leave your house. And you can make $1 million. I understand all of that stuff, too. I've been from the same type of neighborhoods as everybody else, but that shit is dumb. That shit is over with. And back in the day when that shit even made a little bit of sense, people didn't have nothing else to do. People can do other shit now.
I definitely agree with you that it's dumb. And this stuff happened, the stuff that I'm telling you about, that was like 10 years ago, maybe 15. But the thing about it is, you know, you got this thing. You got a whole lot of people that run their mouth too goddamn much, and people get tired of it, just like that nigga I hate. You see, his ass been in the cut for a long ass time.
Yeah, yeah.
People get a little money, and then they start acting way different. You know what I mean? And that's the worst thing that you could do in any kind of hood situation.
Right.
Get some money and start acting different. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you got to go and just give everybody in the hood some cash or anything like that. But niggas get money and they start acting different. A lot of people do that. A motherfucker get motherfucking $10,000 and act way different than they did when they didn't have no fucking money. And people notice that. People notice that.
I'm going to act different.
Not me.
You gotta act different to some people because you know how it is. They come out the woodwork swearing that they believing in you and sit there watching you struggle, you know what I'm saying? And they might have a connection to put you in a position to, you know, but if it don't benefit them, they ain't finna turn you on to it, you know what I mean? So, but let you make it, then they gonna come out the woodworks like, oh man, So yeah, I got to act brand new to them kind of people, but you know.
You absolutely right. You have to, I'm talking about Jerry. Motherfuckers that get a couple of $1,000, they start acting different. You know what I mean? Versus
motherfuckers. So they come
they're a thousandaire and they start acting. They start acting like they just the bomb diggity. And
you talking about
the
income tax bitches. The ones with
and
about three or four kids.
And people see that. You know what I'm saying? A broke nigga swag is way different than a nigga who got a couple of $1,000s in his pocket swag. They two different swag. You know what I mean? So motherfuckers start acting different. And motherfuckers start seeing niggas acting different. So niggas
got the money, little piss, nigga.
Huh?
Oh no, talk to my nephew. I'm trying to drop him off. The nigga said I'm gonna go take a piss. That nigga ain't came back.
Better go make sure a mountain lion didn't drag his ass in the bushes. But
if he got dragged in the bushes, he at the hospital, so he had a good place already.
Oh god. But look, I'm just saying, people act so fucking different when they get a couple of dollars in their hand. You know what I'm saying? So that's what make, huh?
Females do that.
Yeah,
females,
we're talking about his ass right now. Yeah, that everybody start acting different when they get a couple of dollars in their pocket. You know what I mean? So when it comes down to that one cat, it's probably something deeper than what the fuck we even think. It's a reason. It ain't no, I mean, okay. Motherfuckers rob people like a motherfucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers just don't kill people for nothing. You know what I mean? What was that other
mm-hmm.
cat who was in that Lamborghini? I forgot that cat name. Rapper cat up in Florida. And that motherfucker, they just wet him. That was it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was young, though. I know who you're talking about.
People don't kill people for nothing. I mean, some people do. But when you looking at all these motherfucking rappers and all that shit, something is going on for them motherfuckers to get killed. Okay, this guy got killed, but he didn't get robbed. There's a difference when you're trying to rob a motherfucker and they resist it and then you kill him. No, they killed that nigga. They didn't rob him. Just the same as that other cat that was out there in Florida. They didn't rob him. They killed him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why they did it. You know, we'll probably never know what the fuck the problem was with him and his people. Oh, nigga, oh, so you done made it and you can't do this, you can't do that. All right, go kill that nigga. They ain't trying to rob him. Niggas dying with gold chains on their neck and diamonds and all that shit. Got the car still. Motherfuckers got their money in their pocket, but they dead. Because they ain't trying to rob them. They did something. It's something that motherfuckers is doing to get their ass killed. We don't know what it is.
I don't know, really.
It was for them. It really don't even have to be nothing, man. Like, you know, you can... It don't even have to be about nothing. The argument, a little, just like the slightest little thing. A life don't have no value. They got these crash dummies out here that come from nothing, and $1,000 is something to them. You know what I'm saying?
But
they'll go knock you off for $1,000. These niggas getting killed, but not robbed.
Right, yeah, because the crash dummies, they just spraying up shit. They got them Glocks with them switches on it, man. There's automatic pistol, hand pistols, and they closing their eyes and just spraying. Them dudes is, you know,
they ain't killing.
All right, let's say, for instance,
they're shooting with their eyes closed and hoping they hit something.
Look, I'm gonna tell you like this. Check this out. I don't give a damn who it is. If the motherfuckers is rich, I ain't just getting ready to go kill them. I'm getting ready to rob their ass first. If that's what it is, you know what I'm saying?
I could guess what happened to him, though. They probably thought they was going to scare him. And that little boy, he wanted to die. If you listen to his music, he didn't give a damn when he pulled a gun out on him. And they with him. They thought that they was going to scare him, and they didn't. That's probably what that is. Because that little boy, he wanted to die.
And they didn't rob him.
Just like you said, they didn't rob him. Why didn't you rob him?
I'm robbing the motherfuckers. If I kill them, I'm taking whatever the fuck they got before I can leave.
Once you don't know what you're doing and you do that shit, you shoot somebody on accident, the first thing you're going to do is run because you ain't mean to kill them.
We don't know what the gist of the situation is. Just like all my niggas just dead. Tupac. Or everybody. Nobody don't really know what the fucking whole deal was. Even these cats I don't know. I don't know Young Dog. I never heard a goddamn thing he ever did. I ain't know the other cat in Miami. These niggas is rich and I don't even know who the fuck they are. But evidently, it's something that they did, they ass smoked. Why you think Rainbow Bright is in the cut? You ain't heard nothing from his bitch ass in months.
Oh, you talking about Rainbow?
Yeah, Tekashi.
No, no, what he is.
Ain't nobody heard from his ass in months.
Hold on. No, he would... He dating some girl, because I just seen some shit on fucking 6ix9ine, but he ain't out here. But he was with some girl, and she was on his page going live.
He ain't coming back.
That nigga hair, but his hair ain't colored though. He got black hair now.
Yeah, he in Miami. That nigga ain't coming out here. That nigga come to L.A. He gonna die. Huh?
What's up? He going to get his head knocked off.
If he come to Cali, he going to die.
Damn
That's right.
And no matter if it might be a Crip, it might be a Blood, it might be an SA, it might be an 80, but he going to get shot.
He ain't coming back out here. Because he disrespected Cali like a motherfucker. So you know all them Black Wall Street niggas is after him. Motherfucking all the Crips is after him. Oh, man, that shit is crazy. That nigga ain't coming out here. And you can't fuck around and just come to Cali with a big-ass 6'9"-year-old face like they don't know who you are. I don't give a fuck if he did dye his hair black. You got that 6'9" on your face, you gonna die.
You gonna get that ugly.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, but you know what I mean? He might get a laser thing and get it taken off his face.
Well, the whole thing about it is, once again, what I say about all that is people don't know what the cats did to get into these situations to where they getting killed. They don't know what the fuck. We don't know. You know, motherfucker, I, me personally, I'd be fucked up if I can't,
if I can't go to the store and grab me a beer with somebody out there trying to kill me, that's a fucked up feeling, bro. I would think that would be the most fucked up feeling, to where you can't go nowhere because, you know, when you get out there in traffic, there's a possibility that somebody's trying to kill you or fuck you up real bad.
See, you said a beer. This nigga was buying a cookie.
This nigga going to buy a cookie or a cake or... And, and while you sitting there dying,
he was going to a certain place for a certain cookie.
And while you sitting there dying, you going, God damn it, I shouldn't have came and got this cookie. It's a fucked up thing, but I'm telling you, my nigga, that's why I could actually say I don't burn no bridges, because I don't want people out there feeling ill about me. I always try to do right by everybody. I don't want nobody feeling ill about me to where I got to sit around and look over my shoulders every time because I'm out in the street. What kind of life is that? Fuck that. That's why I always try to do everybody good. Now, on the other hand, the motherfuckers that did me bad, I want to go and kill them, but I ain't. I'm cool. I let God go on and handle that. You know what I mean? So, it's crazy. It's crazy like a motherfucker. Rev Ali, I see you down there.
Don't you mute me. You know I can't believe you when you say that you
watch
can't
this.
Hear me.
Look, wow. He said, don't mute him. I muted his ass. Ha ha.
That was a layup. Maybe you can help the Lakers.
That was a layup.
I like how you made that. Maybe you can help Russell Westbrook, Fred.
Don't start that. Don't be the nigga. That's the only thing I got to say. Don't be starting no shit. I've been nice all day.
No starting. No starting. Don't start none. Won't be none.
Oh my God. Hey, we need some of that weed that you got.
Mm. Oh man, this is some of that 1983 weed. you can't get none of this, man. You know?
Yeah, I know. That should cause stress.
No, this one's called Chocolate Tie. Remember when Chocolate Tie first came out? It was black weed. Ooh wee.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know these niggas. They got a strain that they done crossed with Chocolate Tie and calling it something. It's a but the thing about it is that it's this dude from Houston. He had a song back in the day when he used to say Chocolate Tie mixed with Indo or call it Tynesia or something crazy like that.
We used to call that E.T.
Oh yeah.
Indo and Tybud.
You call it Tynesia, and now they didn't cross them, and they call them their son.
I'm gonna tell you some way out shit. One of my
little homies. Put yourself on mute if you ain't talking.
One of my little homies came over last night, right? This nigga had some bomb-ass weed, but this nigga had a blunt roller. I ain't never seen a blunt roller in my life.
I got a blunt roller, like a grinder that break your weed down to three different types of motherfucking shit. And my nephew's wife makes trays and all that with pitchers and ice ashtrays and cup holders and all that.
The motherfucker put
he put the motherfucker weed in there, and the motherfucker rolled it like if you was pulling a blunt out of pack. I'm like, are you fucking serious? I'm like, nigga, I don't want to hit that motherfucking black and mild, nigga. I got a port right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this is weed. I'm like, what? Oh, man, we were smoking that motherfucker for about 30 minutes. Trying to record.
You know what? I didn't know they had some cigarettes. Oh, that was weed that they were selling, like, looked like Newports for real.
Oh, those hip cigarettes.
Yo. Mm-hmm. Well, I seen that shit like trip out.
And
they ain't
letting, like, rolling an old-fashioned blunt by hand.
Nah, man. It's like they got...
That's amazing,
like,
when they use a blunt roller.
It's like super shake. It's super shaking a motherfucking cigarette. That's all that is.
Right.
Yeah, they been had them blunt rollers. I invented that. The blunt roller. I've been there back when Compton Most Wanted was talking about chocolate tie. The blunt roller, man, I've been to that. I swear on God, Green Planet, I never knew that they had blunt rollers.
Yeah, just like
I know
the
all
roller, just like the
cigarette
roller.
I did not know that. That thing came over here
and like you say, it burns slow. Just like you say, it burns slow. When you put in that roller, it burns slow like a burn, like a... Like goddamn you in Colombia or Cuba, so that bitch burned slow on the motherfucker.
Man, that shit was like a motherfucker, like a Cuban. That motherfucker, it was just, that motherfucker kept on handing. I said, man, don't give me that motherfucker no more. God damn. that was like fucking with JoJo when we went down to that little spot. That nigga had me so fucked up. It wasn't just him. All the motherfuckers buying me all the drinks. I was fucked up. But JoJo, let's go to the truck and smoke. I'm like, well, goddamn. All right, fuck it. I think JoJo had me some kind of fucked up. Even all the way to the joint, we was getting fucked up. But he don't drink, so he good. Like, I'm drinking,
who that, JoJo?
Smoking. Huh?
JoJo don't drink.
No.
But that's good.
I'm drinking
that's
today.
Good.
I'm drinking some Remy today for my nephew.
Wow. I wish I had some Remy. Shit, I ain't. If I get a sip of Remy, I'll be out. As soon as I smell it.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, no, I got some.
When you don't eat no meat and you drink some alcohol, you get drunk in the first sip, nigga.
I'm going to stop eating meat, dude, and shit.
Nigga, you said that drink.
Stop eating meat, and it tastes better than alcohol?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you'll be able to taste it. You will be able to taste it better, though. That's real. Because, you know, when you all blow it up with meat and meat, you can't taste shit really like you're supposed to.
No motherfucking way. I'm going to stop eating meat. I'm a carnivore.
If you ever want to experience a real drunk again, boy, just stop for a week, Scratch. Just stop for a week and take your sip of something.
I could buy enough alcohol to get me drunk today. I'm just saying.
Nigga,
fuck waiting until next week, nigga. I get drunk.
Okay. Go ahead. Chicken fried steak and beer.
I ain't gonna eat no meat for a week or two and get drunk then. When I want to get drunk right now. What's the damn? I don't know.
I'm just saying to take less alcohol. That's all you'll be able to save your whole fifth for a whole month.
Yeah. But see, I don't drink alcohol like that. So I'll be having fifths around here. Everybody else drink that motherfucker up before me.
Oh, yep.
Man, I don't drink alcohol like that. I drink beer. And only I drink beer, it give me cool little buzz and make me do everything a whole lot better. Motherfucker, I had 2 fifths of tequila in here, and everybody done killed that motherfucker except for me.
When last time you took a swig of beer and you was like, damn, I think I'm buzzing already.
Never. Never. Probably the first time I drank a beer.
That's what I'm saying. If you stop that meat just for, you can do a 3-4 days, scratch, and then take that first swig, man. I'm telling you, you'll be like, damn. All right, well, I'm just trying to help you live again, man. You know what I'm saying? If you just want to stay there, go ahead, man. Damn.
No, I'm not. I don't give a fuck.
At least I ain't trying to drink no pee tonight.
Wait a minute. Okay, so how much meat? Nigga, Thanksgiving? Oh, you got me fucked up.
Just do it. What you mean?
Stop, you'll be good.
Hey, this is the wrong time of year to stop, to tell a motherfucker to stop eating meat.
Listen. Just stop until the 24th, right? And then when the 24th comes, you be back on the meet with the Thanksgiving, take your swig, and you could be like, Ali, man, I fucked up, man. It's middle light, man.
Negative. That's negative. Now, if any of y'all want, on anybody on True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday, want to try that, y'all go and feel free to do it and tell me what the outcome is. Because if I want to get fucked up right now, I'm just going to get a bottle and I'm about to get fucked up. I ain't waiting 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Now, if something got me in the position to where I can't, we'll see. But it ain't nothing that's on my agenda. I'm just saying. Have love. Stop eating meat for 2 weeks and go and get you a beer and see what happens.
You want me to stop eating meat for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You coming to my funeral?
Man, I'll be there like a motherfucker.
You're going to be a pallbearer.
I'll jump on your casket and be crying like a motherfucker.
Do not jump on my casket. I might be getting ready to get up out of this motherfucker. And you holding my nose shut.
I'll be going, no!
No! You don't get pushed out that motherfucker, boy. I just had some people give me the same story.
Don't take him, take me!
Hey, it's kind of like when I die, these motherfuckers going to do that old dog pile shit on a nigga again. See everybody in the church just start running up, jumping on my casket.
All right, 86, don't eat no meat for 2 weeks and then drink a beer.
I tell you what, the fuck you up, brush some teeth with some whiskey.
Yeah.
Brush some teeth with some whiskey, man. Your ass will be throwing the motherfucker though.
Yeah,
what's the
buddy.
Difference if you drink it? You can just drink it.
No, I'm just talking about you say you ain't never. Just brush your teeth with some whiskey, like, you know, brush your teeth, gargle with it. Brush, gargle, brush. Man, you be throwing a motherfucker. I did it with a beer before. I got fucked up with brush my teeth with a can of bull. Switch my liquor. I was rolling to 12 o'clock.
Boy. I don't know. Y'all got some weird-ass theories. I'm good.
Your theories is weird too, Scratch.
What's my goddamn theory? My theory is I'm gonna drink some beer. What the fuck? What other theory do I got?
Your theory is you always got the note factor. The note factor. I can't do it. Nope.
I don't see that. That ain't no problem. Shit. If I ain't gonna do it, I ain't gonna do it. Shit. What the fuck you want me to say? Okay, I'll try.
Nah, I just say no because I'm declining the whole situation whenever it's presented to me. If I feel like it's something that's not feasible for me to do,
right?
I couldn't see myself having dinner without no meat, no chicken, no beef, no motherfucking seafood. I can't see it.
I can see you doing a movie about that though, Scratch. And that's like, this is what you just did. Right there is kind of like the narrating part. You should do a movie, Scratch.
Yep.
No meat.
I cannot in it. See myself without some kind of protein. And,
mm-hmm.
and even though they say fish ain't protein, if it ain't no fish, no beef, no pork, none of that old type of shit, no chicken, I can't eat.
So
I gotta.
Fish is not protein.
Well, not technically. Because.
What is it?
Most protein bleeds. So you got beef, you got pork, you got chicken. They bleed. Fish don't bleed. Not that you got some old crazy ass big gigantic fucking fish, but protein bleeds. You know what I mean? So fish don't bleed. So when you cut a fish, you ain't gonna see no blood come out of fish.
I don't know about that, Scratch. Maybe it ain't gonna bleed that much, but that blood is fish. That's when you gut it. When you gut that fish, ain't nothing but blood. Blood and shit.
Ain't no blood coming out no fish, bro.
It ain't rapidly, but there's blood in the fish.
It's not red like motherfucking chicken. If I cut a chicken head off, guess what's going to happen? Blood going everywhere. If I go and stab that cow, blood going everywhere. If I go and stab that pig, blood going everywhere. You ain't going to stab no fucking fish. Blood just going to squirt
everywhere. Hold on, let me call a fisherman. Let's get a live fisherman on the line. Everybody
call a fisherman.
Why is it everywhere?
If it ain't no fucking shark or something like that, them motherfuckers don't bleed. So that's not protein.
That's the old one tonight.
Yeah, he on now.
Excuse me.
He on that.
Yeah. Find out what fish bleed.
Let's just tilapia. Tilapia. They made
tilapia.
Nigga, tilapia is red snapper cousin. That shit don't bleed. Next.
I ain't never been to the family reunion, so I don't know.
I got a question. You said protein bleed, right?
Yep.
So coochie is protein.
Okay.
Hold on, wait a minute.
You said protein.
Hey, I got the wildlife man on the line. Hold on, y'all, before we get into it. I got this wildlife expert on the line out of Arkansas. It's my man. Randy Glenn Jr., welcome to True West Radio, man. I got King Scratch, NWA. I got DJ Heavy Love, East Texas greatest DJ of all time out of Oklahoma Tech. I also got 86, Mr. Edward Pumpkin Brother. He's from Arkansas, too, but he stayed down there in Florida. I got Reverend Ali. I got JoJo the Marijuana Man. And I got the goddess Miss Sweet Tea from Southside Live Click, representing South Park, Houston, Texas. And we want to welcome to West Radio. Now, they want to ask, now I'm going to let King Scratch NWA, you know, you remember NWA, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Boyzood, always up. I always call you Ice Cube at work.
Right.
So this is King Scratch right here on the line. And that King Scratch, me and him were talking on the radio show. The topic was, tell him what the topic was, King Scratch.
No, the thing that I'm trying to say is, fish don't bleed. Only certain fish do bleed. Right or wrong?
No. No. There's a lot of fish. Every fish bleeds, sir.
Red blood.
I ain't going to say red blood, but they bleed.
Okay. Check this out. Do you consider fish as a protein?
I consider them as an omega. So something like a protein, but not really.
There you go. That's all I want to know. Because if you stab a chicken, it's gonna bleed, right? If you stab a cow, it's gonna bleed. If you stab a pig, it's gonna bleed. Those are protein products.
You stab some pussy, it's gonna bleed too. So you know what I mean? We back in the same
thing. If I stab your ass, you gonna bleed. So what the hell is the difference?
If you don't know,
but I'm about to Google it right now. It's coochie protein. Okay, we're gonna find out.
Well, you put your mouth down there.
Let me just speak on that. All right, go ahead.
I wanna hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes in a way that coochie is a protein because it grows your face. It grows your face, nigga. I got hair on my face.
When did having facial hair have something to do with eating coochie?
He said protein, so I'm just saying protein comes from my whole face got hair coming out of it. Okay, so my shit done turned gray, so what did that say?
That means you're an old eater. You're an old eater.
He was eating that wife pussy. That's why you're getting drunk. Damn. All this is just went south. How come it can't go north? I just want to say this, though, and then I'm going to leave it alone. No. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
I'm just going to say this because, you know, people be hating on my team, but how about them Cowboys?
I'm just saying.
I just wanted to put that out there. I want to be on the radio. How about them Cowboys? I want to hang all y'all motherfuckers up.
I'm going to hang all y'all motherfuckers up. Y'all going to have to call back.
Scratch. Hey, Scratch, does the Cowboys bleed when you stick them, Scratch?
Nah. You know what? I'm going to blow their plane up while they on their way to their next destination.
It be hell on Mondays, but you brought that shit out on the Wednesday.
Good Lord.
I brought that on the Wednesday.
Wait a minute. How y'all going to bring that? Nah, never mind.
Wednesday.
I'm going to tell you what, Scratch. I've been telling them
about the radio station at work. I told them, y'all, you in California. You in Red in California.
Heavy Lord and Tato, we have everybody on the radio station based out of West, after West, California. That's what True West Radio is. So I tell him every day on the radio what we talk about when I go to work at the Dollar Tree. He also one of my coworkers. He's in Iowa right now. He should be coming back this way. Hopefully, I hope Monday be back at work. So
yeah,
we got
Monday.
Okay,
it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I can deal with all y'all Dallas fans. I don't give a shit
man,
about
I'm just
what
saying,
y'all
Super Bowl ring
about.
This year, man. Super Bowl ring.
Yep. They gonna have a bowl of cereal, Ryan. They gonna be.
I got money on them in the Super Bowl. That's all I got to say. Once you see them in the Super Bowl, whoever wants to put out money, I got money for them.
Hey, that's what I'm going to make tomorrow. I'm going to make a motherfucking big-ass Dallas Cowboys cereal box. That's the only Super Bowl cereal they going to have, nigga.
That's messed up.
And the spoon is a quarterback.
I'm going to make a box for the
49ers.
They're
going to
wear
two.
Boo.
Oh, 49ers out of there. Even my uncle like them. They is out of there. They got no chance in hell.
Oh, my God. Yo.
You might want to go with L.A. Chargers, L.A. Rams or something.
Oh,
49ers out there.
All y'all country ass. Wait a minute. You got all y'all country motherfuckers. Then you got JoJo. Then you got Red Body. Y'all motherfucking boy, y'all. Oh, Lord.
Look,
you heard forgive them because they sin.
Cereal you're making, you know, that cowboy cereal you're making, Scratch, is protein.
Yep. And you know what? I'm gonna make sure I put a fake-ass ring in there with it so you can have a package.
I'm gonna
have a little plastic-ass ring in there so you can wear.
All right. Thank you.
Nah, we're going to win one for real.
I will put Emmitt Smith on the box.
Thank you. We appreciate you, Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get an applause?
No.
We all appreciate you.
No.
All appreciate you.
All right. Yeah, man. All right. Give y'all Cowboy fans a motherfucking time.
Oh, man. You must have been drinking some real crazy.
You got that
He got that seven. Put out one of them old St. Ives scratches. You talking crazy to us tonight.
He found the crazy horse in the closet.
Well,
because.
Hey, Ren, I'm glad you called in, man, to listen to the show. This is how we do every week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, man. We be on here, it be packing this, but we have different groups and artists come on the show. We have people from all over, man. We pick a topic and talk about it. We were talking about Young Dolph earlier, about, you know, the deal about Young. We talked about that, and then we got on the fish thing. I know you're an expert fisherman.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just bringing you in on the land. I told you I was going to get you on the show one day.
What?
So I appreciate you, man, calling in.
Hey, Buddha, he still didn't give us no goddamn insight on what the hell we were talking about.
He said he's a fish connoisseur. He still didn't say nothing.
Okay, now look.
If you do bleed, if you cut the head off.
Okay, I'm going to tell you like this.
I'm going to tell you like this. This is my expert of fish, okay? As of me, I ate a lot of fish in my life. You know what I'm saying? I ate brim, bass, catfish, crappie, you know what I'm saying, tilapia. I ate a lot of fish.
We missing tilapia tonight.
So I will say this. Now, in the Bible, we don't supposed to eat catfish, but that's one of the best fish in the world.
Those are bottom feeders.
You know, because like they bottom feeder. We're supposed to eat fish with scales. Like, they got no scale, no skin. You know what I'm saying? They really ain't got nothing. They just they eat the bottom, but they good, though.
Or is it protein?
Shit, with ketchup and hot sauce. The motherfucker was off the chain.
I think fish protein because it really is a good, like, you can't say that fish has anything bad in it unless you get the wrong fish.
You're trying to make this shit too believable. Go on and say it. Every now and then somebody run across some sardines.
You as an expert, you think the fish is actually a protein.
Yes, I believe it has got omega-3s in there. Omega-3s is protein.
Exactly. It's not a carbohydrate. What is it if it's not a protein? Okay.
Because it's not the same as beef, pork, and chicken. Okay, so look, what would you get full off of? If you had two chicken legs, if you had a steak, or if you had two pieces of fish? Because I'm going to tell you one thing about fish. Listen to what I'm saying. You can eat two pieces of fish and your ass will be hungry again in 20 minutes.
Right. It all depends on what size of the fish it is.
Okay.
Ain't nobody
going
to eat salmon.
Let's go. I like red snapper.
Filet's a red snapper, get you food with some french fries, nigga.
I didn't say french fries. We ain't talking about french fries.
He ain't talking about no size. He just talking about the meat itself.
Two drumsticks, off of the motherfucker chicken, a steak off of the beef, two pork chops off of a motherfucking pig, or two motherfucking fillets of motherfucking red pepper.
I'm not going to be honest. Ain't none of that going to fill me up unless I got time.
Okay, hold on. Now, we got to ask this question. I'm a fat person that just don't eat that much.
I'm going to tell you, I'm fat and a motherfucker. I'm going to lean right toward that pork.
I'll leave you on the fish.
Hey, King Scratch, let me hear one of your songs, Scratch. Tell me one of your songs, Scratch, that you done dropped. Okay, I will play one, but I just want to know. Hold on, time out.
Sweet Pea, what would you say?
I'm sorry.
I don't know, because these niggas keep talking over me.
Go ahead. It's your time. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Thank you, message is over with. It was 5 minutes ago. I still don't remember what the fuck I was saying.
Every time you try to say something, somebody cut you off. That's that good weed, Sweet Pea. I apologize. That was me, Sweet Pea, that time.
I'm just trying to let the man hear how we do the show and let him hear some of the music that we be playing on the show. And, you know, other than we do the conversation.
Well, you know, I got my own music. I rap and sing, you know what I'm saying? I do my own
thing. You rap and sing?
Yeah, I rap and sing.
You rap and sing? Oh, boy.
I know. What that fuck mean?
Well, in a matter of fact, this is what we're going to do. We're going to jump into a couple of songs just for the simple fact that...
Hey, Brandy, that Sweet Pea is a promoter. She has an artist, and she got a group. Her name, her artist is Connoisseur Chris. Check them out on YouTube. She represents Southside Live Click out of Houston. South Park represents Sweet Pea. That's the lady on the line. She's been hosting with us for years. So salute her up, man. I wasn't trying to cut off. I was just trying to let you see how we do the thing.
Okay, so we got Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea, when you want a real artist, you know, come hit me up.
I'm on the late show. I've been checking in with my Memphis folks, man. It's real ugly up there in Memphis right now, man. Everybody getting laid down, boy. Long day up there. I've been checking on all my peeps up there in Memphis, making sure they're in the house.
Yeah, man. We talked about that a few minutes ago, man.
Yeah, I told you, you got to get up out your hood, man, and stay up out of there, man. It don't work that way.
Hey. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing about it is, if you're doing right by the hood, it's always cool to be in the hood because, you know, you've got a whole lot of people out there that disrespect the hood or do something to the hood and you feel like you can just go and do anything that you want to do in the neighborhood. And it ain't like that no more because... Evidently, there's something wrong. So that's all I'm saying. Hey, True West Radio, man. If you're online, give us a call. 323-642-1597? Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Let's get
1597. I'm about that. Man, let me blast some of my nigga shit. All right, True West Radio, let's get it. Motherfucker West Coast Wednesday dubs up real high.
That's why he never falls.
Not bad manners, but good
it.
Beer.
I am Mr. Now, B-Boy.
Macadelic P, click a party. My neck bone connected to my funk bone. Pin bone, get the hot sauce, sugar, I'm home. If my funk bone connected to my money bone, banging with the neck bones, baby, I'm gone. How you like that? We funk, we funk, we funk, everybody bone funk. Catch a bunny rabbit, cut her tail off. So baby, don't fit, don't hurt, don't cold. Peter Papa picked up him and turned him into me. I inject fools, infect fools
with these molecules.
Say drunk, exit out the door. I bust a pimp funk flow, then I hit a roll. I got my itch straight, I'm busting verbals. Slide to the curb and slang y'all some herbals. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic pin house party. If a player's on my funk flow, pancake my low low, smack dab on his afro. Then bust him in the head with the pop gun. I'm game banging, baby, baba, when I'm on one. YG's Paris Bleak, I'm surrounded. Buzz the braba daba zaba, all up on the baba saba. Put your hands up, even if you're high. I got your baby mama saying, girl, let's ride. Tear the roof off the mother sucker, baby. I spit sinister, full prime minister. One nation up underneath the pimp roof. Motor booty basement, the bass go boom. It's a real type of thing going down. And a whole lot of funky ass rhythm going around. I'm like a busted radiator, I'm smoking. Graduated funk school, sipping on pimp juice. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, look a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
We go people
sinister.
You can
complete
never
fall
me.
Cycle.
We go people.
You can never baby.
You can never fade me, baby. Cycle. We go people. Hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Cycle. We go people. Hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Cycle. We go people. Hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Cycle. We go people. Hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Cycle. We go people. Hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Cycle. People.
You can never fade me, baby. Yeah, they call me Sunny, get money. When it's rainy or sunny, I'm gonna patch your feet on the concrete. You better come back with my coupons. My snaps, my dinero, my cheddar. My chips, my free notes. I need my steady eyes, see. On the double underlay, hip hip. It's pimping going down.
Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sexed my mail.
All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches to carry, get you near me. We're rushing visions to overpack prisons. Billions of niggas thugs living in depression. Three straps, I hope they don't tell us. They're polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of town, let me slide down. Piss through some flicks, they got me. Feeling for coming, see the money, keep going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me falling, deficiated in this genius behavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Label the mark, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Nigga got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. For being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know, you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defenseless, it's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews. Niggas snoop, we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli. With the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want a young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke piss to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on. I splashed on niggas, well I dashed on niggas. Once I mash these figures, I'll be bad. A nigga, it's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? Is the back in the front when you bump this shit. I keep a jet inside my trunk, legit, always. Though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail. Raised hell until I get my mail. Will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got a MO. What did I say? I'm in 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you, we hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga fatal, put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, baby inside his belly, nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, fatal, what are you, crazy? See his pitching outside the front. Nigga saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now them niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope ass show. Them niggas always remember me, came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets, counting, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fucked the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my deal.
Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never let me fall. Me, Tupac, that's all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it, you know. I spit the game so players playing on it, you know. When I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me, kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
West, sir, this is Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
play-doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet Pea with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need high gear, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wally.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, we back in the building, man. That damn last little drop, y'all might not never hear that no more, no more. You know what I mean? I gotta put some new shit up on this motherfucker, so, you know what I'm saying? That last drop, that's probably getting ready to be the end. Y'all probably won't hear that no more. You know, first of all, nigga, I'm not trying to glorify niggas who used to be in my camp, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't even going that way. Niggas used to be in the camp. I'm not getting ready to give up. You know, why should I put them motherfuckers up on our shit? You know what I mean? Niggas, we went from True West being an army to with this, me and JoJo and y'all. You know what I mean? That's all I'm talking about. So, nigga, I'm not getting ready to give none of these niggas no plugs. Mr. Everywhere is up there. Sweet bees in the building.
Don't take me off, man. I got a doctor's excuse.
86. Motherfucker, JoJo. True West. Nigga, we don't need... We don't need True West. We don't need True West around.
That's the best person.
I'm
trying to
give
them all the
different.
But everybody
over
there,
they don't have like eight. And we got... We got Rev Ali and we got Buddha Ali up in this mug. See, I probably won't hear that no more. I loved it when it was going down, but... I don't love it no more. Hello, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, what you want us to say?
I just bust out his face up. Hey, look, JoJo about to get put time out. He over there arguing with something.
He fucked up in there.
Boop. See? I knew it was him.
I was trying to be nosy too.
You want to be nosy? Hold on. Let's be nosy.
Yeah, we want to be nosy.
This nigga said three different stories. One he was at the hospital, one he was down here, and one he was somewhere else.
Nah, we can't be no.
Where Buddha Ali at? I ain't heard from him in a month of Sundays.
He was just down here.
Buddha, where you at? Hey, I'm out here. Hey, what's going on, True? I hear you missed that world. I've been looking for you, man. I called the other day.
Doctor, man, I had emergency doctor. What you call it? Today they called me this morning. I had to go in and... They
were
trying to put me in the hospital tomorrow, but I'm
going to
wait
until
Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I'm going to have to hear you all right, man. Shoot, I called the other day.
Yeah.
You were at the doctor then when I called.
Yeah, I know. They sent me right back.
But everywhere got 17 lives. You ain't going nowhere. We all gotta get rich before we check out.
Oh yeah, I ain't checking out no time soon.
Oh man. You know, good people get extra time. Bad people get less time.
Hey, like, Buddha. Okay. They had that shooting, the man got killed right there where we went to on Elvis Presley Boulevard, when we went to that show tonight, it's been real ugly behind that young dog deal, man. It got real. That's why I've been spending all day checking on all my people up there, loving Lisa and Raven and everybody, all my homeboys and stuff up there in Memphis, boy. They police got the gas stations blocked off and everything.
Yeah, well, I just heard. Yo got they got the police around Yo got a restaurant. Somebody just checked. They blocking it, got his restaurant blocked off.
Yeah, his mama's restaurant. They got it blocked there, the whole city, man. Crazy. Remember I told y'all the other week, I said you gotta get your money and get up out y'all town. Y'all laughed it off. But that's real. That man came back to town giving away Thanksgiving turkeys and stuff for the hood Friday morning at the church. He didn't even get to make it. Wasn't even in town. Won't be in town 2-3 days.
Man, that shit's fucked up, man. Man, all y'all people out there, man, I know we ain't got a lot of super listeners. All that shit, man.
But it's all about time. It's rappers against rappers and athletes against athletes.
You know what?
Because everybody fighting over who's better than George.
If I'm going to kill somebody, it's going to be for my family. It's not just my family, that's my blood. If I'm going to kill somebody, I'm going to kill somebody for y'all. You hear me? I'm not. I'm going to kill somebody for y'all. So if anybody fuck with y'all, if I got to go and find them, I'm getting ready to find them.
Hey,
and we'll get in right there. But the whole thing about this. Huh?
Hey, Booger. Old Melvin Farmer checked Charleston White. You didn't see that? Mr. Buddha Ali, you too.
Charleston White talked
to Melvin Farmer on that podcast. And Melvin wasn't going. Charleston White got up and left.
Oh yeah, so I tried to watch that today. I seen that on 101 Boss Talk 101 Radio. It came on, and I didn't get to watch it. I watched it. I got on that Frozen Boy shit.
Man,
I ain't get to check it out.
He told him flat out. He said he's a trip till he died. He said he ain't going for none of that. He said he might as well shut that short. And Charleston White thought he was gonna scare Melvin Farmer. Melvin told him, "No, bro, all this stuff you talking, you just talking to be talking. This real out here." So he all scared up now.
You talking about the news reporter? I don't know if they know about Charleston White. I don't think nobody out here know about Charleston White.
Yeah,
they talking about Charleston White. You know, go on and get this shit cracking again, man. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. Give us a call. Because we only got about a couple more minutes left. Now, if y'all want to get in some after hours, that's if we get into some after hours, y'all come on and get in. You know what I mean? All right. Y'all can finish what y'all was saying because I'm trying to get up on game.
Yeah, he dissed the whole L.A. And he thought it was plenty. And he told, said that dude Chappelle said the West Coast coming out here, like, I'm supposed to be scared of them niggas. Because I ain't scared of none of them. I got my pistol. I ain't scared of none of them. Melvin Carter told me, "You shut that short." He said, this ain't that. And what he was telling him, what's the name? He realized Melvin wasn't playing with a shot caller. So he got up and left.
Well, the thing about all of this stuff is, I mean, you know, I think that it's more or less that everybody want to make it, let it look like that. Nigga, I ain't no bitch ass nigga. So they wind up doing stupid shit. You know what I mean? It's gonna take a lot for me to do anything that's gonna jeopardize my freedom or my family. You know. And that's me as an old man versus all them young motherfuckers that feel like they have to, you know, prove themselves to whoever they trying to prove themselves to.
You gotta think about it. Niggas are scared to get their ass whooped.
Oh,
That's the whole thing for everything, nigga. Because if you jump in the street,
you say, "All right, nigga, let's knuckle up, nigga."
What I didn't like is he disrespected all of L.A. He didn't just disrespect Crips. He didn't disrespect me. Y'all done took the culture from California, but you trying to say you don't respect them. That's the ultimate disrespect. You know.
Well, disrespect comes from a whole lot of different angles that, you know, versus, you know, motherfuckers say fuck the West Coast. Of course, they didn't want to get swerved.
That's what happened. See, he's been on all beginning this year. I ain't trying to promote the dude, but check out Charleston White on YouTube. He just even
oh,
named
yeah.
Islam. He just yeah. everybody.
The real Crips
of Bloods came to Dallas today on a radio interview, and they put that nigga in check right there on Boss Talk 101 radio show. He did all that talk. What he gonna do for Crip Cup on him? Said he went to L.A. Did nobody fuck with him? Then said fuck the Crips, the Rollers. He talked about everybody. And the real Chicken Williams people come to that bitch today.
Yeah, Melvin Foreman, I told Marv, both showed up.
But this is the cool part about it. When he came to L.A., he didn't come to South Central. That nigga was in fucking Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was in the trenches. What he said.
Nigga, he wasn't in the trenches. He was in the trenches. He wouldn't have made it back.
But see, all the motherfuckers know where to go. Everybody know where to go when they say, okay, I'm going to talk some shit. It was almost like Rainbow Bright. He knew where the fuck he was getting ready to go. He didn't go to the hood.
This guy wasn't having no game, baby. When he was 14,
I'm going to talk to you about
the mall. And the man chased him out the store. One of the guys had a gun, went off and killed a man. So he just standing on that like he was a gangster. He was a killer. He wasn't ever the trigger man. He just went down for it till he turned 18, and they let him out because the juvenile detention people said that, given another chance out there, you know, since he wasn't a real gun trigger man. So now he gets out there perpetuating like he was just gangster. Killing all this stuff, but now he's trying to sit up there and try to talk about denouncing gang members. But he's the first one talking about he got his gun everywhere he go. But then police protection, he called the police on a nigga in the pen in California because the nigga called from a cell phone in the jail and checked him about what he was saying about this in the California gangster, about this in L.A.
And he said, we don't play like that.
I've seen people tell you. So he called the penitentiary warden. And told him an inmate named such and such got a cell phone. Y'all go get him. And they locked him back up. They went and picked dude up, found a cell phone. Then he called the police on Bob James, said he done come to Texas with a gun. Called the police on the other guy, said he's a federal, what you call it, he done flew to Texas on an airplane, interstate, through interstate. So what he is, he police, he clickbait. He sit up there, police base.
Hey, and then look here, and check this out. And then he got the part. Y'all know Abdul Chappelle. He's been on the radio show. You know, he's the president of the United States of America. And, you know, he brought the Crips to Dallas-Fort Worth area, seven-star general salute. He got to talking shit up to Abdul Chappelle. Abdul told that nigga, hey, you doing all that motherfucking talk on Instagram, nigga. I know where you at in the car. He went and checked that nigga. That nigga called his parole man on that nigga. And for the goddamn it, got to do sit back to the goddamn pen.
Yeah. That's all fact.
Well,
he's been
banned
himself on these podcasts and stuff. But he got checked by Melvin Farmer. Melvin Farmer said, I've been doing this since 1971. I'm a Crip till I die. Don't play with me.
Well, he stood on that. Melvin said, you can't lie on me. You're going to shut up and listen. And what you call him, scared, he got up and left. You know, the thing about all of this is, it's like, man, it depends on your fucking person. you know, because people could label you as a snitch. People might think that you know a little bit more than what they think you know. You know, but these ain't our problem. Our problem is let's try to get some goddamn money from what we trying to do as far as this music joint. I mean, there's something good that where we could talk about it to where some of these young people could really understand that when it comes down to anything that's faulty, you got to watch the nigga that's next to you versus watching the nigga that's behind you. Yeah, I mean, this is a 100 team that we got here. And, you know, I'm telling you, the people that's closest to you might be the ones to do you. So you really have to try to do something to make yourself better in this game. If it's music or whatever the fuck it is, you got to make something happen with it. That's all I got to say, bro. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Yeah, I'm just
hearing
y'all must have been thinking hard as fuck.
I was
sending the radio link to the radio show that we did. Told boy that in an hour. He was trying to listen to the show and see what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all good. That's all good, man. Y'all my folks. We gonna make it crack one way or the other, but I just want all these motherfuckers out there to know that, man. Hell, I think we off air. They do hear us if we got some little time, man. I got to think about look at the nigga next to you. I'm telling you, the nigga next to you stab you faster than that motherfucker that you think is getting ready to try to stab you. That shit is fucked up.
The sad part about it, Mitch, man, I don't know if you'd have two quarters more than he do. Yeah, you feel like you're going to be them to the video game. You look at the nigga next to you, that nigga's probably going to be able to stab you faster than anybody else.
Well, they always know you're back in the day scratch, the ladder ain't wide enough. You see, so the ladder ain't wide enough. Somebody got to climb it first. And that man that's holding it don't want you to climb higher than him. Oh, no. You know, no. It's the same height when he bring you up, but the ladder ain't wide enough. So they trying to climb the ladder the same time you climbing. You know what I always say? I be laughing. I be like, I watch the nigga watch. Climb up the ladder and I just sit on the ground and watch him fall to the ground and be like, hey, welcome back. That's the thing, man, with me, because I know too many people who was millionaires and is flat broke right now. I know too many people who got a couple of dollars in their pocket. But they hold on it to them dollars like a motherfucker. Hey, mm-mm. So it's wild when I sit around and analyze a whole lot of these cats that's rich. I analyze all of us that's poor. And there's nothing that we can't do to switch the places from the rich to the poor. But everybody think that they got the damn formula to what we got to do to make it happen. I got the formula. I just don't ever tell nobody, just for the simple fact. I'm waiting for everybody to say, okay, let's do this. Now we all get together and say, let's do this. I got the ultimate plan for us. I guarantee you, by next summer, we'll probably be the richest motherfuckers in the world. Well, when it comes down to music. I ain't going to say the world, nigga. Not no Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk type of motherfucker. But as far as what we're doing, I guarantee you, if we get enough people to put lock our hands together, by next summer, we'll be the most powerful people around. Now, that's totally up to everybody who want to get down with it. I got the plan. I just want to give y'all the plan. We will, by next summer, ain't nowhere we could go. There ain't no motherfucking place we can't go. I'm going to Dubai. I'm out. Meet me in Dubai. I got the formula. Only thing it takes is for motherfuckers to believe in what I got cracked. I'm telling you. We'll be rich as fuck. I don't know what else to say. Because I'm going to get rich regardless. So it's totally up to y'all if y'all want something to do with it. Cricket? See? No? Maybe so?
You already know I'm in, nigga.
I know.
Kind of gather my
thoughts. You know I'm in, too, shit. I'm ready now. I mean, Dubai, that's where I'm going, too. So we had to start it right. We head to the east, my brother. Let's go.
I got the ultimate mother plan, bitch. Thank you. Me, it's about all. Watch us. Believe what I'm saying, nigga. I ain't trying to, y'all, make no goddamn cool and do y'all type of shit. Y'all ain't got to put no money behind it. But I guarantee we got a plan that'll make us most rich and motherfuckers around this bitch. Get the goddamn pump and turn right here. Nigga, hey, if I'm lying, I'm lying. I got this shit. I got this. This time, I got your back this time. You get your money, then y'all motherfuckers, you can keep investing. I'm going to give y'all some money for free. Free money. It's going to take me a little time. By summertime next year, whatever. Everybody stunned like a motherfucker. Like, damn, this nigga gonna give us some free money. I'm just saying. I gotta go to the store, man. I love y'all. I'm about to roll out, man. Just remember what I say. To us, radio. Love y'all.
All right, love you too, big cub. Appreciate everything, man. Appreciate the scratch, everything. I'm right here, man. I'll be right here on the phone, ready to roll.
It's all good, man. I got a big ass plan for all of us because we all got a y'all have my back. I'm getting ready to show you how much I appreciate and love y'all have in mind. Watch what happens. True West Radio. See y'all, man. Friday. Yay.
Yeah.